Blog Talk Radio.
Howdy, boo. Welcome to Homemade Business 101. My name is Isaiah. I have the pleasure of introducing the host. You know him. He's everybody's hero, my best friend. Will you please join me in welcoming my granddaddy, Baba Jahi?
Well, well, well. Good evening, good evening, good evening. As we get ready to bring on the celebration of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., who was a tremendous leader, civil rights activist. His birthday is tomorrow, and so we're thankful to be able to do this broadcast today. And I want to start off with reading from, as we normally do, Daily Motivations for African American Success by Dennis Kendrick, January 14th. Hey, that was my idea. It's not what the dream is, it's what the dream does. John H. Johnson, founder of the Johnson Publishing Company. Reading for the day. During his campaign to become Seattle's first black mayor, Norman Rice told a frenzied crowd, "There's nothing more powerful than an idea. No weapon can destroy it. No power can conquer it. An idea is power. Ideas rule the world. An idea even built the universe. A single idea, the sudden flash of thought, may be worth millions of dollars, and one trained mind can be the sponsor of a monumentous plan. The real ideas of power are in your consciousness, just waiting for the miracle of birth. One idea can change the world. Johnny Coleman changed the world in her lifetime by presenting humanity with the idea of a higher spiritual existence. Nelson Mandela changed the world by forcing the nation to adhere to the principle of personal freedom. The Reverend Barbara Harris changed the world with the idea that peace and harmony conquers all. Mary McLeod Bethune changed the world by transforming a world of ignorance and poverty into one of self-respect, personal excellence, and achievement. Martin Luther King and Malcolm X changed the world as they forced a nation to come to grips with its commitment to freedom. And you, too, can change the world by giving birth to the many ideas that you harbor within. Dare what no person will dare. Seek to accomplish what no individual will attempt. Open up the channels between your mind and that creative force, and there is no limit to the good that will come pouring in. Concentrate your thoughts and ideas, and abundance will come flowing down. What you need, what mankind needs, is one good idea. Today I record all of my ideas. My ideas are power. Yes, ideas are power, and it's important that we, you know, institute them and implement them so that we can make the things that we want to see happen in the world come true. So, you know, we're thankful for reading for the day. And let me see, I think. I think your guest has joined us, baby.
Hello?
Okay, great. Mr. Dyson?
Yes.
Okay, just hold on for one moment, please.
Okay.
Mr. Tywee?
Yes, sir.
I thought you was going to complete your thought, sir.
No, I finished the reading for the day.
Okay, great. Well, you know, I was listening to what you were saying, and I, too, have a dream, a vision, so to speak, a mission. You know, in this day and time, there's a lot of disappointments in life. There's disappointments today in government. There's a lot of disappointment in opportunities, especially those who are African Americans and indigenous people, or whatever you call yourself, black people. And the world is full of turmoil, but you know, in life there's always opposites. You know, there's an up and a down, there's an in and an out. There's some bad situations, but yet there is some bright lights, some great situations, some great people doing great, wonderful things. And like this broadcast, for instance, it's a bright and shining light on a lot of dark things that's happening to us as a people. But yet, we're standing. We're standing strong. We're standing tall. We're standing on great shoulders like people like Malcolm X and Dr. King and so many more, too many to even mention. But yet, the baton has been passed to us, and I hope and pray that we build a strong foundation for our young people to stand upon. And I'd like to let people know about what I and so many others have come together and brought this collaboration together, which we call the National Black Unity News. It's a newspaper. It's a unique newspaper. It's different from most publications out there. First of all, because it is a collaboration, it's formatted differently. Its intentions are differently. Our goal is to be solution-oriented for African Americans. It's a host of us who has come together to bring you a variety of ideas and services that can enhance your quality of life. And I strongly suggest that you can look at the publication online. Don't cost you a penny. Just look for the National Black Unity News. And there's many resources there. Or you can call David Murphy Publisher, which is myself, at 443-455-2373. And our mission, as I said once before, is to help you with a better quality of life, giving you information for us and by us. And speaking of this holiday, I just want to let people know that we had, I also belong to an organization called Black Men Unifying Black Men. I also sit on a board of elders, which is called the Maryland Council of Elders, and I publish the National Black Unity News. They just a few of the things that I'm making a contribution to, because we all have input. We all have something to say. But it's how you say it and what you say. But in any case, in the National Black Unity News, I'm so pleased and honored to be here with you this evening, because we have people like my brother, Satavi Jahi, who brought this format together. And I always, and I will continue to shout it from the mountaintops as well, that we own less than 1% of the media. Less than 1%. So most of the information that we are receiving is coming from outside resources. I also like to remind people as well that, you know, a lot of people put down what they call the hood, the neighborhood, the ghettos, whatever they want to call it. But you know what? I always tell people this. People come from all over the world to set up shop in our communities, because there's resources there, untapped. And we need to reclaim and tap back into our own resources, because other people all over the world are benefiting greatly off of us. And it's time to stop that. It's time to stop, brothers and sisters. And so with the National Black Unity News, we brought together a host of people who are truly concerned about us as a people, who truly want to bring you powerful information that, like I said, is for us and by us. And speaking of great people, you know, like my brother who hosts the show, Brother Satavi Jahi, his wife, they've been around for a long time. I've been knowing them for a long time. And they've been on the front lines for a long time. They, just like myself, they have many battle scars to prove that they are frontline soldiers. And they're still standing and still fighting. And I'm so pleased to and honored to be on the airways with them. And I also want to introduce a gentleman by the name of Lerone Dyson. This brother, I'm going to talk about him just a few, but, you know, both of these brothers are featured in the National Black Unity News. And I want you to pick up a copy so that you can get a little bit more in-depth information about them, or you can just find out information there. You can call these brothers up yourself, because one brother, Satavi, he's our travel editor. And Mr. Dyson here, he's an author. He's so many different things. Let me share just a brief. I'm going to let him do the talking. He knows himself better than I do. First of all, he's a retired chief petty officer of the United States Navy for over 24 years. Some of his accomplishments including he's a bodybuilder, military amateur men's bodybuilding competition that he does. He also has an associate's degree from Strayer College, University of Business Administration. And he's an author, as I mentioned to you before. He's producing a movie, and this brother got a lot on the ball, and he has a lot of information to share with you. And first of all, I just want to let you know that I appreciate this brother. I'm going to tell you, I tell people often that, my steps are ordered. And what that means is that God put us in certain places around certain people for a certain reason. And my partner, Mr. Bill Gooden, and I was downtown one day coming from the state office building taking care of some business for the National Black Unity News. And he happened to stop, said he was hungry, and got himself something to eat at one of those trucks. And this brother came up beside us, and, we had publications, so we gave him a copy of the National Black Unity News. The brother told us to hold on. He said, "Can you hold on for a minute?" Of course, we said, yeah. He ran down the street and did something. He came back with this book, this powerful book, and it's called The Ride to Final Resolution. And he gave both of us a copy, and I appreciate the brother, because fast change is no robbery. We gave him something to read, and he gave us something to read. So, and I appreciate the brother, And we only talked to him for a brief moment, but later on I talked to him. I told him about the paper. And what this brother did, he supported the paper. He just didn't talk about it. He supported. See, that's what we need. We need people not to talk. We need doors. People need to support this publication. Like I said before, we own less than 1%. Less than 1%. So we don't have that many voices. So the few voices that we have, like this airway, this particular show, the National Black Unity News, and other shows out there, support them. We need you desperately, because without us, you won't have any voice at all. So with that being said, I want to introduce you to this brother, Lerone Dyson. Mr. Dyson, are you there, sir?
Yes, I am, sir. Yes, I am.
And first of all, I want you to introduce yourself. I want you to let people know what you're doing and why you're doing it and how they can participate with you. You got
sure.
it here, sir.
Sure. Thank you very much. Thank you for that great introduction and just listening to, just tuning in and listening to you guys. This is a very powerful network, very powerful. And I'm honored to be a part in sharing a couple minutes with you guys and the listeners out there. My background is simple. I came out of high school. My parents gave me two choices, either you go to college or go in the military. And I said, well, I didn't do too well in high school, so I said I'll go ahead and join the military. And during the military, they send you to school, so there was no way to get around that. So military's taught me a lot, discipline, education, and just skills for survival, in any type of environment. And so with that said, when I got out, I did 24 years, that's all I knew was the military. And I got out and I had to, come up with ways to challenge myself to keep myself productive in the community. So, I went to school after I got out of the military, and that's when I got my degree and started, I started personal training as well. And It went on from there to getting into the story. Now, the story, I'll give you a background on how I got into the Ride to Final Resolution. My cousin was doing the first movie of it. It's independent. And I was on the set with him. And, I read the script. And I said, I can come up with a part to this. He said, you can? I said, yeah. He said, okay, do it. So I was stationed in Italy at the time. So I, went over to Italy and wrote every single day, a dedication. I'm going to tell you listeners out there, if you're dedicated to anything, you got to pour your heart and soul into it. You can't just put it down, pick it up, put it down, but you got to pour everything into it, everything. And I wrote every day for 6 months, every single day for 6 months. I finished the script. The script came to 121 pages. And the funding for the Rod One collapsed. So of course, I couldn't go on with the Rod Two. So I let it sit for a while. It sat in dormant for a couple of years. And I decided to turn it into a book. And that's the book that I gave you, Mr. Murphy, and your friend there. And it's available on Amazon and Barnes & Noble's. And I didn't think that it, surprisingly, it just took off. It had wings, it just took off. Man, it's available in libraries now, you know. Just with that said, and then now I'm turning it back into the movies, I'm tapping into resources that support me strongly. Mr. Christian from Bright Ideas Studio. He supports me 100% behind me. Great studio. I mean, huge. Almost like Warner Brothers. but again, you know, it's tapping into your resources and people believing in your work, you know, and of course getting strength from God to follow His light, you know, and because I'll be honest, there's a couple times I wanted to give up on it, but you know, I keep hearing that voice inside me, don't give up on it, you know, I got you, you know. And things are just falling to my life where I'm meeting people to support me on this.
Mr. Dyson, let me ask you another question here.
Yes, sir.
Now, I've visited your website, and I watched the trailer for your upcoming production.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I was looking at some of the actors
and
the trailer and everything, mm-hmm. and it's mm-hmm. powerful, so it got me intrigued.
Okay.
And like you said, you know, I understand you said you had to pour your heart out into the book and everything you was mm-hmm. writing every day.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I'm going to be quite frank with you. Producing and putting together a movie, that's a huge undertaking. That's great aspirations. And so how did all that come to be? I understand, you know, you gave us a little insight on there, but to take something mm-hmm. on a task that's large. And a lot of people have visions and dreams, but, you know, they say it's so astronomical they don't think they can achieve. So what made you think that you could do this?
Well, there is no, and this is me, come from the heart, there is no task big enough to have my vision come to life. So I'll take on any role or all roles to make it into reality.
All right. And based on your background, you say 24 years in the military,
yes.
And it's January, you know, and a lot of us had this thing called resolutions, you know.
Right.
And one of
the biggest
resolutions out there is people say, well, I'm gonna be physically fit, I'm gonna get in shape, you know, I'm gonna lose some weight. And how do you get into that bodybuilder thing? Was just something, you know? How
did that come? I'm gonna tell you. Mr. Murphy, I've always had a passion for it since I was 14 years old. You know, I followed the path of, you know, back then with Arnold Schwarzenegger, Franco Colombo, Ron Glass, all those guys. And I've always visioned myself, you know, being on stage, you know, doing this. And it took me from age of 14 working out, but I wasn't getting the right guidance on nutrition and how to work out until I was 36 years old, and I met this trainer, this personal trainer over in Bahrain, and you talk about high wisdom and experience. I mean, this guy taught me everything about bodybuilding. And my first competition, I placed second place, and I was not at all disappointed with that. I only lost, taking first place by 4 points. And I placed first place in overall best poser and routine. So I was very happy with that. And then I started taking on personal training. Now, I'm going to tell you what I do. I gave back to the community with my friends, and, you know, I started training them. I didn't charge anything because I want to, you know, I have a passion for people wanting to be healthy and wanting a healthier life and wanting to, you know, change their lifestyle to be healthy. And to me, that's very important, very important. And people couldn't believe, you know, they were telling their family, friends, or friends, you know, how much you talk to him, you had to talk to him. And, you know, people going through hard times now. And see, my thing is, you know, I'm given what you call the gift of life, you know, and, you know, so you have the knowledge. After I'm done with you, and these people are getting results. They fire their personal trainers and come because they're getting results. They get rid of them because they, you know, I had one, I'm not going to say her name, but one client, she came to me and she lost like 3 pounds in 1 week. She would have personal trained for like 3 months and lost one. And I said, well, did he give you a meal plan? No. I said, did he do a progress? She don't. She said, no. I said, okay, I'm going to leave it alone. And when she saw results with me, just when that won't, she let him go. So I you know, my thing is giving back what God gave me, a gift to have that passion to live a healthy lifestyle.
Wow, that's powerful. You know, and I'm hearing what you say. You mm-hmm. mentioned it several times. You mentioned God several times, you know.
Yeah.
And that's a powerful source because, you know, I often tell people, you know, God gives each and every one of a measure of gifts and talents.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Sometimes,
absolutely.
You know, you never know they're there unless you research yourself. You know, we always
right.
look outside ourselves. Sometimes God put everything within, just like the seed. He put the tree inside the seed, they're not backwards. You know,
right.
You know, and
yeah.
so everything in it, if you nurture your thoughts,
mm-hmm.
you know, most of the time it's very visible to you because it's your passion, the thing
exactly.
that you like to do.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
You know, and you ask yourself, why do I like this so much? Why do you know, some people like to dance, some people like to
right.
write, some people
right.
like to use their hands or something.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's where your gift mm-hmm. maybe lies, you know.
Exactly.
You got to research it. You got to dig
mm-hmm.
a little deeper. And
mm-hmm.
then one time you may think you're going this way, next thing you know, you start seeing, next thing you know, you see another gift, another talent there.
Right.
And, you know, so we multi-talented people.
Right,
you know?
Exactly. I had no idea I was gifted in writing.
So I hear you, brother.
Yeah, thank you, thank you. I had no idea I was gifted in writing, you know, until, you know, things started kicking off with, you know, this project, you know. And, you know, so, you know, again, you know, it's a matter of, you know, when you put yourself to a task and how far you're going to take it all the way through. You know, how some people say, you know, they give themselves a task in, and then, you know, halfway through it, it's getting too hard, and they just let it go, you know. And I'm guilty of it. I do the same thing. But, you know, I try not to let it now as I get older. I challenge myself to finish it now.
Let me ask you another question while
yes,
you're speaking on this thing, because I heard
mm-hmm.
what you said before. And that's like me. See, I'm a publisher. You know, oftentimes, there are many times I say, man, this ain't working. I'm giving up. People not
mm-hmm.
doing, you know, the way
mm-hmm.
I vision things sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
See,
mm-hmm.
sometimes our vision is greater than we are. We don't see the overall picture. But
exactly.
you said something very key.
Mm-hmm.
Your gifts and your talent won't let you go.
No. No.
I mean, you can run and hide all you want to,
mm-hmm.
but it's going to always be there. It's always going to nag at you.
And see, sometimes that's where we have to look at, see, maybe that's what I'm here for. Maybe this is what my mission here on earth is, to, you know, use my talent to pass this on to somebody else, where it makes somebody else greater than what I'm doing.
You know? And that is so true, because like I say, you know, life is always evolving. So are we as an individual and as a people.
Absolutely.
You know, I'm not the same person I was 10 years ago.
Of course not. None of us were.
Now you're pretty much not the same person I was last week. I'm all with you. and like I say, but you know, as time goes, especially, you know, I'm 67. I don't know how
mm-hmm.
old you are. How old are you anyway?
I'm 54. 54.
Okay. And
mm-hmm.
And here, you know, you don't put in some time. You don't. How do young people say? You don't put in some work. You know.
Yeah. Yeah.
and
I'm still not done. Still not
work.
Done.
Yeah, so you, like you say, you build your body up, and then hey,
mm-hmm.
see, you know, you could talk about this, but you can hold. See, I'm holding this book in my hand right now. You created this from a thought.
Exactly.
From a thought, and see, people don't know. That's just like planting a seed. See, you put this
mm-hmm.
thing together, and now, behold, there it is.
Mm-hmm.
It came to
exactly.
fruition.
But you
and,
have
and
to
so,
follow
you know,
through
so,
it.
Yeah, and to you listening audience out there, just listen to what we're saying. Every one of you have a measure of gifts out there. Tap into your own resource. Stop running around looking at what other people are doing. God gave you your thing. Your thing is for you, and nobody can take it from you. you know, if you leave it there, if you don't put it in the work, it ain't going to do nothing. But in any case, if you don't cultivate it, it won't do nothing. But back to you, sir. Now, yeah. About this production, I'm really interested in that.
Okay.
Because, you know, I've been around the block once or twice, and I don't mm-hmm. very seldom I meet people who take things to another level. I'm talking about my people.
Mm-hmm.
You
right.
know, we can do just about anything anybody else can do, but,
mm-hmm.
you know, but unfortunately, you know, we're not like certain segment of people who have all the resources they need, the support they need, you know,
right,
and things like that. So we have to dig a little deeper than
most. Yeah, and I'm glad you mentioned that, dig a little deeper, because that teaser that you saw, I had to go through the Baltimore City Film Office and to get that highway shut down. And that was a lot. It was like almost going to a house, all the papers I had to sign for that. You know?
Imagine, yep.
And that was just for 2 hours. 2 hours. Mm-hmm. And I was telling my production crew, I said, hey, look, for this teaser, this is what I want to do. I drew it out, told them how I want it. They said, well, how are we going to shut the highway down? I said, leave it to me. I'll look into it. I said, it can be done.
With that being said, I think I've seen mm-hmm. something on your website that, you know, for this production, you still looking for some talent and things like that.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Let people know how they can do that and how they can get in touch.
Yeah, they can go on my website, dial it up, www.ronin1210productions.com, and there's a sign-up form right there on the front page. Just scroll down.
Okay. Let people know, what are you looking for? Who are you looking for?
Anybody that can act. Not act up, can act.
We can do that quite well sometimes.
Yeah. That's it. I don't discriminate.
Okay, so actors.
And even if you're interesting, you don't have no acting skills, fine, come on down and we'll put you somewhere in there. I mean, if you want your face in there, we can put you in there. We can put you in there.
What about if somebody was interested in, like I say, it's a powerful thing, movies, television shows, even media, all sorts of media, it can be very pricey producing these type of things, but on the flip side, it can be extremely rewarding on the other
exactly.
side.
Exactly.
And so are you looking for people, do you have your financing, or are you looking for investors?
Sponsors, anybody want to invest in sponsors, I'm not going to turn that away. That'll save money, you know, on my part, on my budget, you know, because everything is pretty much even sliced between myself and I got Gold Bottles Corporation. They're help me with this finance as well. And Mr. Christian Allen, again, he's been a great guy. I know I've been wearing him out the past 2 years, and I hope he's listening now. But great guy, again, Bright Ideas Studio. And, I mean, their team is just incredible, incredible. When I saw their work, I said, this is it. I'm laying my production with you guys, and they do lighting, cameras, the videos, and so we'll be ready to roll by the summer.
Okay. Well, speaking of this production, give them a shout-out, man, how they can get in touch with them, because, there's stories in all of us, you know, and I meet so many wonderful people who have done some wonderful things. I mean, treasures out there, and people don't know who and what they are, and I always vision myself, you know, just by, you know, I put people through the media sources, through
mm-hmm.
the publication,
mm-hmm.
they write their stories and things like that. But some of these people, man, they are icons in the community, and people just don't know who.
No, you're right. You're right.
And I would love to start some productions on our jewels that come right here from the hood. They're doing so many great. People just don't know about them. So
mm-hmm.
how can people get in touch with that production company?
You go on to brightideasproduction.com and dial, or if they're interested, they can channel it through me, and I'll pass the information to them. Like I said, when I got introduced to him, when I went to the studio, I couldn't believe how huge that studio, like I said, it was like Warner Brothers. I said, I had no idea that you guys were right back here. I had no idea. They 1426 Amos Avenue, right off Ricetown Road.
Okay, interesting.
Yeah, wow. And huge. And like I said, if you want, we'll talk, you know, have a sidebar talk, and I'll give you all the information. They are always looking for projects.
Oh, well, there's plenty of them out there. See, that's why we need to connect the dots, you know, because I'm quite sure they need the support, too, you know. And and like I said, there's a lot of resources. That's one thing so great about the National Black Unity News. There's a lot of resources in
there. It is. We just have to reach out.
One of my gifts and talents is connecting dots. And so that's why I'm so pleased, and that's why I wanted you on the air because...
Thank you for having me.
I had the opportunity to, you know, peruse your book. My partner read it from cover to cover.
Thank you. And
I appreciate, you know, how we met, you know, with just, exchange, you know, when nobody asking for nothing. You gave and we gave.
I'm all about support. All about support.
And at this note, you know, it's at 8 o'clock, but, you know, I don't want you to go anywhere because we're just beginning. And so, Brother Satavi, you know, you usually at this halfway mark, you want to do a little station break or something, sir?
Yes, sir. The thing is, I'm just listening to the dialogue. I'm also an ex-Navy man. Spent time on the CVA 64, the USS Constellation attack aircraft carrier, one in the military and Navy in 1970.
Sort of
had the same options that my, you know, your parents gave you was go to college or go in the military or get a job.
Right.
And I was like, you know, wait a minute, I have these three choices, which one am I going to take? So I chose the military. And went to boot camp in Great Lakes, Illinois.
That's where I went.
Okay, yeah, I went back in 1970.
I went in 83.
83, okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, yeah. So, you know, it's good just hearing all that you're saying and sharing. I'm excited to meeting you and connecting so that, you know, that we can collaborate beyond the show and make some other things happen. Okay, this time I'm going to take a station break.
Okay.
And this show is brought to you by The Vortex. And people might say, well, what is The Vortex? The Vortex is a online consumer booking engine that you can get for free. Yes, you heard me correctly, for free. That saves you money on your hotel reservations, your car rentals, your airfare, your resort stays during vacations, and it saves you. We beat Priceline, Expedia, Orbitz, and all of the other online booking companies 85% to 90% of the time. You might say, okay, well, how do I go about getting a Vortex? To do is you go to www.myvortex365.com/MU Group. And you can create a free account when you go to that site, and you can begin starting saving some money on your travel and your vacations. And as you save money, what you save comes back to our nonprofit organization, Movements Unlimited, in the form of a donation. So whatever you save helps us raise money for the community work that we do in the community. And if you go to the newspaper, we're on page 14 of the newspaper, National Black Unity News, and that's Movements Unlimited Travel Group, which is part of the conglomerate of what we do under the name and the banner of Movements Unlimited. So, hey, I just want to be thankful for all of our supporters and those people that are, sharing with us as we share with them. And I'm just thankful. And so back to you, David, and your guests.
Okay, fantastic. You know, and support the brothers. See, you know, this is how powerful communication is. You know, see, you both of you brothers sitting on there, then you never knew how much y'all had in common. So that's what I say. Sometimes, you know, we have to share. And you know, with some of our experience, that's what's so important about the media. And And that's why I want to invite the listening audience in. If you have a business or a service that you involve and you know that it can help us as a people, and you want to get your information out to the masses, then you need to give me a call, because that's what the National Black Unity News does. You know, and myself personally, you know, I was listening to my brother, Mr. Dyson, you know, he was talking about this great production company and he's producing. You see, I too produce a newspaper, another form of media. I too produce commercials and stuff, but, you know, not on that kind of production, but I do professional commercials and things like that. I do have resources. I think I have the largest data. I'm not bragging or boasting. I'm just using this as documentation, beats conversation any day. I'm saying it not to impress you, but to impress upon you that the resources that we have that can assist you to get you to where you want to go. And see, it's not all about David Murphy. It's not about, all about Mr. Dyson or Satawi Jai. It's about us, we. You know, we all in this thing together. And
absolutely.
We have a generation behind us looking for our leadership. That we have to build strong foundations, brothers and sisters, you know, in order to make a better life for our young people and our future generations. And we have everything we need. Everything we need. But you know what we have? We kind of lacking in lack of
what's
communication,
that?
Lack mm-hmm. of supporting one another. And I'm going to say, you know, they say without knowledge, people perish, they say. Mm-hmm. And many of us are doing that because we just don't know where to go, what to do, and how to get there. And so that's why the National Black Unity brings so many people together so they can you can get a variety of information that can help you. See, everybody who's publishing a publication, it's not all, yeah, they have great services, they're in business, they want to expand their territory. But the number one thing that I ask of them is to give back, give information that's going to enhance our quality of life, that's going to help somebody else. It's not all about you, it's about us. You know, fast change is no robbery. And so you give and you shall receive, as it is written. And so with that being said, you know, I appreciate you, Mr. Dyson, for being on the airways with our and brother Satai. You know, I appreciate you as well. But, you know, there's a host of people out there. You know, see, you know, we found that golden nugget, that seed within our lives, and we're building on it. But there's a lot of people out there don't know where to go, what to do, or how to do it. And, Mr. Dyson, I'm going to get a little personal with you. Now, I asked you a few questions before, but, you know, see, you never know who's listening to you.
That's correct.
Who may have aspiration of doing something, even writing a book.
Mm-hmm.
I'm, for one, been wanting, I just wrote my book this last year. It's an e-book, but it's a book.
Okay.
You know, to some of the things that I do. And I have a lot of books within me.
Okay.
And but see, you took the action, you know, you said, and not only that, you're taking things a step further. Not only do you produce the book, but you're producing a show behind the book.
Mm-hmm.
And no matter what the egg or the cart or the horse came first, it doesn't matter, but you know,
right,
but,
right.
You know,
but
it, you're producing these things. And mm-hmm. not only that, you taking inventory on your own personal well-being. Without your health, you have nothing, you know. People
absolutely.
Spend every penny they have just to be in good health.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have all of these gifts and talents, and, you know, within yourself. But, you know, like I say, you know, this is the way I am. You know, and I'm just saying, I'm just speaking, you know, because
mm-hmm.
there's a lot of hurting people out there. And like I said, I know you're only human. I'm only human. We have our ups and downs. We have our good days, our bad days. We have our ups and downs. But for that person out there, for those people out there, who just on the edge, just don't know how to get there. Give me a little insight. If you had the world as you is sitting in front of you right now, and just based on your own experiences with some of the tough times that you had to go through, sometime, what urged you on? What made you pursue not only going into the Navy? What made you pursue what you were seeking?
In which area? The bodybuilding, the
you can be in the area, because like I say, there's people, like I say, you're multi-talented, mm-hmm. but like I say, what drives you? What keeps you going? What makes you get up in the morning and do the things that you do?
My vision, and, you know, and this is how I take it. every day I wake up, you know, I say to myself, okay, what did you do when before I go to bed at night? What did you do to contribute to your vision today? Well, I did this. Or that. That gets you closer to making that vision come to reality. Even if you just write down notes and then act on it the next day, that's getting you closer to your vision, to making it come reality. So every weekend when I'm home, I'm looking at the script, taking notes down, making phone calls. So as I get closer to shooting, it's not going to be a disaster because I did my homework while I'm home. Get myself closer to that. And just like working out, same thing. Each rep I did got me closer to my goal. So when I got up on stage, I wanted to have a certain look.
All right. So, you know, like I say, there's a lot of obstacles in life, and you know, and but you know, a lot of people don't know sometimes your obstacle can be your opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
And,
that's right.
And sometimes, you know, a lot of our brothers, sisters, you know, we put up these big fences and in other words, they call excuses.
Okay.
Why we won't do this, why we don't do that.
And, I know where you're going with this. I know exactly where you're going with this.
Yeah, and we waste a lot of time watching other people do their thing, or we spend a lot of time in front of a television, or we do a lot of other things, but and do everything but work on that vision, as you mentioned before. And but you know, I just want to, you know, take this time. See, you know, I've been around the block, like I said before, once or twice, and I appreciate people who follow their dreams, who follow the even, you know, like I said, they may not be where they want to be at this particular time, but they're in the process of doing what they need to do. And so I appreciate you for that, and you keep doing what you're doing. And like I say, no man is an island because,
like I say,
you know, you never know who's on this airway listening to you, who may, just like Brother Satabi, he didn't know that you was, you know, going, you know, you was in the Navy, y'all went to the same places, things like that. And he didn't tell you this, but when I met him and his wife, they had a production company of young people, a dance studio. You know, they were training children way back in the day. So, you know, and they
that's
used to
great.
Put on productions and stuff. So, you
oh,
know,
that's
they,
great.
Now, if they had known you back then and, you know, with this production company, so how many things could have came out of that? See, you know, like I say, because if people don't know, you know, they can't act on it. That's why we need to share information, you know.
Let
our light shine, you know, so that other people can see it. And they ain't being conceited or nothing, but, you know,
people
are watching us, man, and we are watching people, too. And but you know, like I say, it's a thing I always say, do you. You know, everybody's doing that thing, you learn to do you first.
Another thing you put out, you know, is you have to let people know, hey, this is what I'm doing. If you know anybody that can help me, you know, let them know. You know, and in my book I mentioned, you know, if you notice my thanks to everybody, it was like 5-6 pages long because I didn't get there by myself, you know, and I was just giving thanks to everybody that helped me along the way, you know. So like you just said, you know, no one man is an island. I totally agree with you on that. So you have to voice it out, say, hey, I'm doing a book. Do you know anybody that's doing, you know, in publishing or anything, or somebody that writes, because I'm trying to put this book together. You know, you have to put yourself out there and say, hey, I need help. And that's what I did. You know, I didn't do it by myself.
All right. And I see that. I'm like, say, I'm on your website as we speak. And so are you still doing your book signings and things like that, you know?
Well, actually, right now, that's been put aside right now because I'm putting my focus on the production for the movie. But I still do the personal training. I do that on weekends. You know, I'm not going to push, you know, people that need help with their health, push that aside. I'll definitely find time for them for that. But as far as the book sign out, I push that aside for a minute.
Okay, now this movie, I see a lot. I don't want to give it anything away, you know, like I say, you know, but I do want to whet people's appetite, though.
Okay.
I see a lot of motorcycles and so what's going on with this movie? Tell them, you know, give us a little taste, a little tidbit, you know.
Oh, a little taste, okay. All right. Well, the movie is about a story about a guy that meets this young lady, and he's in his mid-30s. She's in her late 20s, and he falls in love with her, and he meets her at a restaurant. And they ended up, they got married, and she kind of got bored with the, you know, just because he, like a CEO, founder of his huge company, real estate company that he put together, and a lot of money, a lot of money. And he comes home one day and sees her gone. She's packed up and left. They had no kids, you know. So, you know, I know everybody says, well, big deal, everybody leave, everybody all the time. No. But here's the catch of this. Where she rolled out, she stole $500,000 from him. And so they, after, this way the movie picks up at, where he wakes up in the morning, watches the news every morning, he sees, heard that she ran off to California, but then he wakes up and finds out on the news that she was killed here in Baltimore. So his longtime friend, childhood friend, calls him up, he's his business partner, and say, hey, look, if we can find out who killed your wife, we can find the money. So I send the characters to Baltimore, trying to find out who did it. And it's a lot involved with that, a lot of excitement with that, the motorcycle, the Corvette, the young lady that you saw driving the Corvette. It's a very good friend of mine's daughter. She came in last minute and just took over, and I appreciate and love her for that. Her name's Tamara Fortney. Mm-hmm. And she actually, you see on the cover of the book, she filled in at the last minute because I had another model fill in. She couldn't fill in. And my publisher said, look, you got to get this photo done. And so I called up Tyra, and I asked her, I said, hey, you know, would she be interested in being on just the cover of the book? That was it. And she said, sure, no problem, and got on the cover of the book, and she said, well, what is this for? And I pitched her the idea of the movie. And she said, well, can you send me the script? I said, sure. So she read the script, and she said, well, the person I'm on the cover, you know, what character am I playing? So that's Ivy. And she read the script, loved it. She's in it, and that's who you see in the teaser. She's been with me for about 5 years now into the making of this.
Okay.
So,
yeah, it's a powerful book cover, man.
Thank you.
The background, and plus she's holding something to you.
Yeah. Yeah, that's later on in the movie.
Okay.
That's later on in the movie, but and that's purposely done to get everybody's attention. Say, hey, you know, I see a Corvette there, I see a woman, and I see motor. What's going on here? So, and you know, it's a lot of elements involved in that. But at the end, it all comes together.
And so when, like I said, I know you said it's coming forth soon. So when do you plan on completing this task? What is your goal for that?
Well, my goal, we're going to be shooting all summer. And I'm gonna try to shoot for it to be out by 2020. I can't say what season, spring or whatever, because it depends on editing.
Okay.
But
and
I'm
again,
shooting for it
you
to be
know,
out in 2020.
We almost to the end of this hour. But again, I want you to give people some more information on how they can contact you. And,
sure.
And also getting a shout out to the production company. You know, like you said, that they can reach you, they can reach the production company. Just let people know, not only for the movie, but like you say, for personal training as well.
Yeah, that's absolutely. They can reach me at my cell, 410-736-0028.
Say that again, please.
410-736-0028.
And give out that website again, please.
www.ronin, that's R-O-N-I-N, 1210productions.com.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, before we wrap up, I just want to share a little bit more information about the National Black Unity News. See, this is just case in point. You know, there's a lot of information inside the National Black Unity News, like Mr. Dyson and Mr. Satari Jai and so many other people. Here it is, 2019. We've only been publishing this particular publication for about a year and a half now. And I'm more than pleased to say that we're the number one black newspaper in the entire country. And we have a lot of support. Man, we just getting off the block, but we as we speak, we're sending in publications right now to Nigeria. They're going to take the publication and use it for the educational system. And another one of our editors, Miss Fran Allen, wrote a workbook for students over there. So this is just an incubator for other African countries as well. You know, so the National Black Unity News is not only circulating here in the United States, but it's going all over Africa. We have another editor in the publication by the name of Kim Poole. She traveled to various African countries every year, several every year, and she takes the publication where she goes as well. So, not because I'm the publisher of the Nexus, say my steps are ordered, you know, and the National Black Unity News is not a David Murphy thing. It's by divine inspiration. And like I say, you know, it's people like Mr. Dyson, Mr. Satari, and all the other editors in the publication that makes the publication. I'm just like the conductor. I just brought everybody together. And it's a we thing, not a David Murphy thing. And so it's about us, and it's for us, and it's by us. And in this day and time when there's so much turmoil in the world, there's so much backbiting and people taking advantage of others, you know, we are not about that. See, we don't put any group of people down. We try to uplift our own. I say this, and I will continue. God bless us with everything we need. We have so much talent and within each individual. We just need to bring it out. We need to support one another. We need to love one another. And we need to reclaim our communities back. Because nobody's coming to save us. Nobody's going to help us unless we help our own self. And like I say, they say, in the United States alone, that we spend $1.2 trillion. And I differ with that because I know it's three or four times more than that. And the reason being because people really don't want you to know your true power. And see, people all over the world are waiting for us. There's people in the United States to take our rightful roles. You know, and so with that being said, because I always talk about us, we black people, this does not mean that I'm against anybody else. It's just that Jews, Italians, Koreans, everybody else supports their own people. We're the only people in this country that bypass that and support everybody else. And back in the day, I'll just tell this because, you know, we're coming upon Black History Month. You know, right here in Baltimore City alone, I was telling Mr. Dyson earlier that there's so many stories that need to be produced about us. You know, we had everything. When I was a little boy right here living off of Pennsylvania Avenue, we had our own hospital, our own hotel, our own ballrooms, our own clubs all up there, our own clothing stores, bakeries, everything else that we needed. We produced all of that without the help of any outside resources. And you see, and today we have pretty much all that has been taken or given us, or we gave it away. And now we're in the role of consumers. And see, ladies and gentlemen, it is time to reverse the switch again. Because unfortunately, we are the original people, and you know, and we are full of love. We are full of forgiveness. And a lot of people fear us because they think we may do what they did to us. No, we are not that type of people. But in any case, it's a time for this and it's a time for that. But ladies and gentlemen, I encourage you to pick up the National Black Unity News. If you want to find more, there's an article in the this issue about Mr. Dyson in the publication, and there's an article, articles always in the publication about Mr. Satari Jahi and the services he provides. So pick up your copy today, the National Black Unity News, at www.thenationalblackunitynews.com, or you can call 443-455-2373 and get a subscription. We'll send a copy right to your home office, or you can go online and read it. The paper is extremely heavily circulated. And, you know, because social media and everything like that, things have changed the way publications are produced. And I'm a pioneer when it comes to marketing. But in any case, with that being said, you know, we're coming close to the end of the hour. And I want to thank you, Mr. Dyson, for taking your time out of your extremely busy schedule to meet with us, because it's an honor and privilege to have you on these airways, because I appreciate people like yourself who not only to walk the walk with y'all, you know, but you talk it and you doing it. You adore it, you know, and you're making things happen. And not only, see, I don't know, a lot of people don't are not even aware of the contributions that they make. See, not only did you put the book out there and you inspire people, not only through your health and everything like that else, too, but you provide an opportunity to people. There are people right now who their whole life is to be actors and stuff, want to get into the industry. Because you're doing this, you don't know how many doors that you're opening for individuals just by doing that, you know, producing that. There's a lot rides on your shoulders. You know, I'm not trying to make it heavier than it is, but as the truth be told, you provided so many opportunities for the production company, even for the newspaper. And I appreciate you, sir. Keep doing what you're doing. If we can be of any assistance to you, please let me know, because we have a lot of resources as well. And that's what it's all about, connecting the dots, supporting one another. And you cast the first stone, and so I'm reciprocated. You know, if we can help you, sir, let us know, and we, you know, more than willing to assist you. And Brother Satawi, I thank you, sir, for this opportunity, and I'm going to bring it back to you, sir.
All right. Thank you, David. Thank you, Mr. Dyson.
Thank you for having me.
Looking forward to being able to hook up with you and, you know, see what we can, spare up. You know, I had a few youth that participated in the program that was brought on TV called The Wire. A couple of them had roles in that production, and some other ones had, and my daughter, she had a role in the production called Katrina, A Whole Lot of Water, because we went through Hurricane Katrina, and there were some experiences that we experienced going through that. So, I will be calling you so that we can schedule the time to meet and
yes,
see what
absolutely.
We can collaborate on and all of that, all right?
Yes, absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Okay, you're welcome. All right, David, we're winding down, and we got 3 minutes left. And so I'm going to close this out with our theme song called It's My Time. You got anything else you want to share with the listening audience before I bring up the music?
Yes, again, support the National Black Unity News, because when you support the National Black Unity News, you're supporting yourself. Mr. Dice, you have any closing remarks you'd like to share with people before we go off the air?
Yes, I do. For everybody listening out there, again, any dreams or visions that you have, please follow through with it. Do not give up on it. Do not give up. And if you feel a little overwhelmed, just take some time out for yourself to regroup. But that vision has been planted in your head for a reason, or in your life for a reason.
All right, thank you, sir. Back to you,
okay.
Sir.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Listen, audience out there, tune in Wednesday night at 8 o'clock. We will be doing a show on the Vortex and how that can work for you. But make sure you tune in Wednesday night, those of you out there in the listening audience. And we're going to close out now with our theme song called It's My Time. You know, hey, it's my time, it's your time, it's our time. So we want to make sure you listen to the lyrics and focus in on making sure that you make this your time. All right. God bless everybody tuned in tonight. Take care. And here we go. It's my time.
To wake up to what?
Good night. Thank you for tuning in.